Moin and welcome. Hello and welcome. This podcast is for motivated people who want to improve their Luxembourgish vocabulary, listening skills, and fluency by listening to compelling content. I'm Anne, your dedicated host and the driving force behind Luxembourgish with Anne, with a true passion for teaching my mother tongue since 2012. In this dynamic podcast, I'll share with you interesting short vocabulary lessons and topic conversations from level A1 to B1, and together we will build a strong foundation of the language you need to speak with confidence about everyday life topics. I also share exclusive learning strategies and insights for the Spruchentest oral exam. So join me on this exciting Luxembourgish learning journey. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Welcome to this neue episode. And today you will learn how to say in Luxembourgish to stay. Okay, so now if you are learning Luxembourgish, you will probably have heard the following verb to say to stay, and this is bleiben, right? So bleiben. And one of the questions that comes up in our courses the most is how to say that you are staying somewhere in. Unlike English, where you can safely use to stay no matter who you are with or where you end up being, you have in Luxembourgish a couple of choices. As I told you before, so you have heard of the word bleiben, but it's not your best option, and I will show you when to use bleiben. And if you are aiming at sitting the Spruchentest to acquire Luxembourgish citizenship soon, then listen carefully to this episode, as the content you will learn today will be very useful to talk about the topic Vakanz, which is one of the 14 current topics of the oral exam. Bist du bereit? Dann lass! As mentioned before, Luxembourgish has a few words to say to stay. When being on a holiday and staying overnight at a hotel or an apartment or with your friends, you can safely use the verb wohnen, wohnen, or the verb übernachten, übernachten. They are interchangeable. Let's have example sentences. So to say, I stayed with a friend in Spain, you will say, ich habe bei einem Freund aus Spanien übernachtet. Ich habe bei einem Freund aus Spanien übernachtet. Übernachtet is the past participle of übernachten. Or you can as well say, ich habe bei einem Freund aus Spanien gewohnt. Ich habe bei einem Freund aus Spanien gewohnt. And be careful, in English you say I stayed with a friend or I stay with friends. In Luxembourgish we use the preposition by. Donc, ich habe bei einem Freund aus Spanien übernachtet oder ich habe bei einem Freund aus Spanien gewohnt. Or let's make a sentence in the present tense. I am staying at a hotel is ich übernachte an einem Hotel. Or you can also say, ich wohne an einem Hotel. Now, let's have a look at the difference between wohnen and übernachten. First of all, wohnen translates to live, and übernachten translates to stay overnight. Wohnen implies that you stayed longer than only a couple of days, whereas übernachten focuses on the fact that you just stayed at a certain place, maybe you just ticked off the tourist attractions of a city. So when to use wohnen and when to use übernachten? If you tell me, ich übernachte zu Paris, then I will have the feeling that you are going to go to Paris, to Paris for sightseeing, for example. What first will come to my mind is you and your travel partner hopping on and off some tourist buses. In my head, you two will have your cameras ready, hanging around your neck and the map in your back pocket ready to be used. But if you tell me, ich wohne zu Lützburg bei Freunden, I will think you might have friends in Luxembourg, or at least you are trying to get the real feel for the city. Pictures will pop up in my head of you having a glass wine at the beautiful café with your Luxembourgish friends, or Grumpere Kischelscher, a Bayer at the sunny Schwäbervor in Luxembourg City. Now, having just described the differences between Wunnen and Ivan Neustadt, be aware that the differences are very subtle. And have you noticed that there is another difference? We use the present tense for both Wunnen and Ivan Neustadt. And this is possible because in Luxembourgish, we mostly use the present tense when talking about the future. We just don't have a future tense. And this is why you can say, for I will stay at the hotel, Ivan Neustadt am engem Hotel. Also, literally, this is I stay at the hotel. Let's move on. Apart from Wunnen and Ivan Neustadt, there are other verbs that you can use to tell your friends about your trip. And these verbs are bleiben, bleiben, or sind. Okay? So bleiben and sind are used for staying with family and very close friends. For example, how will you say, I will stay with my family in Barcelona for 5 days? Remember that we will say I stay rather than I will stay. So this is, Ich bleiben 5 Tage bei meiner Familie zu Barcelona. Ich wiederholen, Ich bleiben 5 Tage bei meiner Familie zu Barcelona. You can as well say, Ich sind 5 Tage bei meiner Familie zu Barcelona. That's possible as well. Let's do a sentence with sind in the past tense. So I stayed with my friend in Barcelona for 5 days. Donc, ich war 5 Tage bei meinem Freund zu Barcelona. Ich war 5 Tage bei meinem Freund zu Barcelona. Always bleiben, you have to use the present perfect. Then you can say, ich sind 5 Tage bei meinem Freund zu Barcelona blieben. Okay, and in English you say 4 or 5 days. We don't have any preposition. We just say 5 days. Have you noticed that you should mention the time or duration before you talk about the place? In English, it's the opposite. In English, you will say, I will stay in Barcelona for 5 days. But in Luxembourgish, it is, Ich bleiben 5 Tage zu Barcelona. So the place comes at the end. Here is a simple formula that you can use to remember. So for the 4 verbs, Wunnen, Ivan Neustadt, bleiben, sind. The rule is you take your verb and then the duration and then with a person or at a place plus the location. Okay, let's have another example. So you will say, I am staying with my friends in Berlin for 3 weeks. Then you will start with your verb. So, Ich, Ivan Neustadt. And then the duration, 3 Wochen. With a person is here bei meinem Freund, bei meinem Freund, and then the location zu Berlin. Mir wiederholen. Ich übernachte 3 Wochen bei meinem Freund zu Berlin. Here you could as well say, Ich wohne 3 Wochen bei meinem Freund zu Berlin, because you stay a couple of weeks there. Okay. Ein anderes Beispiel, another example. My parents stayed in Luxembourg with us for 3 weeks. So here we have a sentence in the past. So how would you say this using the verb bleiben? So this will be, Meine Eltern sind eine Woche bei uns zu Luxemburg blieben. So you start with your verb, Meine Eltern sind, duration eine Woche, with us is by us, and then the location zu Luxembourg. And as this is a sentence in the present perfect, of course the past participle of bleiben, which is blieben, comes at the end. Mir wiederholen, Meine Eltern sind eine Woche bei uns zu Luxembourg blieben. Great. Now, to sum it all up, try to bear those final thoughts in mind. Wunnen and Ivan Neustadt are interchangeable and your best bet. But Wunnen accentuate the fact of staying longer and maybe feeling at home too, whereas Ivan Neustadt can be used when stressing you are just staying somewhere for a couple of nights, for example, at a hotel, donc an engem Hotel oder an engem Airbnb zum Beispiel. Then use bleiben or sind when staying with family and very close friends. and mention the duration, the time, so 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 days, before any location. And this is the opposite in English. Okay. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you find it helpful. Now, do you have the level A2 and do you intend to sit the Sprachentest soon and you would like to gain confidence in answering the questions the examiner might ask you about any given topic, for example, like the topic Vakanz? Then join one of our Sprachentest prep classes where we prepare you in just 4 weeks. You will find the link to these Sprachentest prep classes in the show notes. Merci fürs Nolauschtren und bis nächste Woche. Adi!